Join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
The children of Israel wanted a king so that they could be like the nations around them. At the time, they were a theocracy, that is, a government with God at the head and judges to advise them. But now they wanted a monarchy because everyone else had one. It was like saying, "God, you're not good enough for us." God granted their request, but he showed his disapproval by sending a thunder and rainstorm during their wheat harvest. Quickly, the people realized their mistake. They needed God to be for them, not against them, for they were dependent on him for even the food they ate. Samuel, their judge at the time, helped them restore their relationship with God, and what he said to them gives us a pattern to follow when we blow it. First, admit wrongdoing. They said to Samuel, "We have added to all of our other sins the evil of asking for a king." Step 2, turn with all your heart to the Lord. As Samuel advised, do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Third, understand that when you repent, God will restore you. Samuel said, "For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people, because the Lord was pleased to make you his own." Fourth, let mature Christians pray for you and humbly accept their instruction. Samuel said, "As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you, and I will teach you the way that is good and right." Then last, thank God for forgiveness and determine from this point on to serve him. "Be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart," said Samuel. "Consider what great things he has done for you." When we blow it, it's not the end. In fact, it can be a new beginning if we fully turn to the Lord.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.